Dear Hamza, 1 year ago I had anxiety and I always wanted to make out with girls. I didn't have the courage to, so I didn't until I met my GF. Me and my GF are together since 8 months and she's really feminine, does what I want, loyal. But there's a problem. We live 6 hours away from each other and we've met like 10 times, usually once a month. I love her and I only want her, but it crosses my mind sometimes how easy it would just be to hook up with these women in my city. I'm 18 and I also want to experience life more. It's just that I can't since my GF doesn't want me to go and party. And if I'm on parties or if I'm going to parties, I'm just standing there whilst all my friends go approach every girl in there. It feels like a conquest that I'm missing out on. I'm not trying to push myself, but I have really high libido. Although I've never cheated on her, I control myself always and will stay loyal to her. How can I deal with these thoughts of instant gratification though? The thing is, I'm 18, we both will study in different cities and we would only live together after marriage since we are Muslims and this would be when we are 25 to 26. My monkey brain says it would be easier to just break things off and search someone nearby. Don't get me wrong, I love her with all my heart and would never cheat, it's just my brain searching for easy solutions. I'm going to give you some really good advice in this video and for any other young man out there who either already has a partner or knows that eventually when you get one you'll probably want to cheat. Like, there's a lot of guys watching this right now that you could probably be honest to yourself. Are you the kind of guy that once you've got a woman that you love, you can just foresee that you'll want to cheat and fuck other girls? Because yeah, me too, 100%. So this is something I've been through and I don't think you're a bad person at all. So I'm going to try not to be like mean or anything, because I really do think this is a normal male desire, especially with high testosterone and libido, which means that you're not bad for having this. Firstly, for everyone who's watching, just scroll down right now, go click on the subscribe button underneath this video on YouTube. When the channel grows, more guys get onto self-improvement, which means that you're more likely to find a friend who's actually like-minded and not a total Jeffrey degenerate. So, in fact, I'll go through some of the comments first, but I just want to give you a little bit of my idea with this. The fact that you haven't cheated yet shows that you're a good man. Because there's many men out there who have this impulse and they don't even think about it. They don't mention it to their friends, their family. They don't come onto like online brotherhoods like this to ask for advice. They just indulge in the impulse and they end up cheating. And that's a problem, because a man should try to stick to his word. And the word you've given to your woman, the promise is, okay, we're together, we're monogamous, when we just have each other. So you have this desire for multiple things. You said it's libido, and that's definitely a part of it. Like, you basically have this desire to ejaculate with new girls, basically to like try to get them pregnant, because that's what like men are supposed to do biologically. That's a small part of the desire you have inside of you, at least if you're anything like me. Actually, a bigger part of the desire, like you said, is the conquest. It's the thrill of the hunt. For some reason, that's honestly more fun than actually having sex with a girl, is literally like playing the game of needing to attract her, of the initial stages and flirting and seeing like if you can go in for the kiss and if she'll like be receptive to it. That can be even more fun and exhilarating. And also, like you've said, is you go to like some of these parties and your friends go and cold approach girls and you feel like you're missing out. So there's also a level of social pressure and FOMO, fear of missing out, that's going on here. So this isn't as simple as like, yep, I'm an alpha male and I need to just go sleep with loads of women because that's what men should do. This is a mix of like, I'm a biological man and I have these impulses. I see my friends doing it and I feel like I'm missing out. I miss the excitement and the thrill that would come from needing to convince a girl to sleep with me compared to a girl who feels like consistent and safe and secure. And I don't think you're a bad person for this at all. If your girlfriend was like, for example, watching this video, she'd probably get really hurt. But there's a chapter in The Way of the Superior Man, which literally is titled, "You will often want more than one woman." Men these days, young men these days, are not told this. And so they feel so evil and dirty and degenerate when they feel these impulses. And women as well, quite frankly, have been raised to believe that men are similar and equal to them. And it's complete bullshit, because we are not. We are so different. And so a woman often can't understand that when a man feels like this, this does not mean that he does not love her at all. It's just that women have biases, like all people have biases, but basically, if let's say if your girl was watching this, she'd feel hurt only because she doesn't feel like this, and therefore she believes that you don't love her the same because she doesn't fantasize about sleeping with other guys. Women feel a certain way and almost kind of assume that men will feel the same way too. So if your girl, if she loves you, she will not be considering sleeping with other guys. She will not be considering like being with other guys. It's just, they don't consider it. It can still happen, but they don't really like sit there and think about it. Men do. But the thing is, women love you. And so they think, okay, well, if he loves me, he wouldn't. They don't realize that if you love a woman, you can still absolutely want to fucking pillage a village and penetrate a bunch of fucking women. You can absolutely love your sweet, dear sweetheart as much as possible. But this is completely normal. Even back to the fucking caveman days, Viking days, this was like the exact same desire that many of us have had. So I don't think you're a bad person for this. And I'm just prefacing this just because I have a feeling like the comments will be quite negative and hateful. And I just want to preface this, that a man who has the desire to cheat is not a bad man at all. The man who cheats and hides it and lies about it, or the man who promises his woman that he won't sleep with other girls but then still does it, there's definitely weakness in that. But the man who has the awareness that he has these desires and hasn't acted on it, you've got some strength there. So let's read some of the comments. Lewis said, what matters more to you, your GF or going out and living that lifestyle? This is a good question to ask. What he's asking is, what is your priority? Is it your girlfriend and is it the future that you could build up? Or is it basically the enjoyment of this lifestyle? Now, this sounds like an easy question, right? 99% of guys will tell you, well, yeah, of course, like, of course, the girlfriend, of course, love. The way that it's worded, and this is no disrespect to Lewis, but most people will word this in the same way, where they'll be like, bro, you've got like a really good girlfriend who you love, and all you want is like, you know, these random girls. Remember, it's not so much like, I'd be convinced, right? I don't think that for you, it's as much as like you would rather have these like party girls than your girl. I think any man who's not stupid will of course choose his like proper woman, his wife, over some like degenerate girl, right? It's not so much that it's like, it's a choice between love and degeneracy, but rather it's just that you have two impulses inside of you that run at the same time, because you are a man and you enjoy conquering, you enjoy conquest. You need to make the priority of which one of those desires is higher up. So you have the desire to have a serious, committed relationship. Along with that, you'll have the desire probably to have children as well. You also have the desire to go and enjoy like the thrill of the hunt, the conquest. Often these two desires aren't compatible with each other. There can be some instances where they are. You can be with some women who actually are fine with you enjoying that thrill of the hunt because they understand that's the kind of man you are. But often, especially in the modern day, for most women, they're not okay with that. And so you need to then choose which one is what's called a higher desire. Which one is the desire that is worth sacrificing for? So you've got to think to yourself right now, do you sacrifice not just this girlfriend, by the way, let me make this clear. This is not just about your current girlfriend. Do you sacrifice like basically the love and monogamy and a normal relationship? Or do you sacrifice that thrill of the hunt, conquest feeling? There's absolutely no right answer, and no man should be trying to like pressure you into choosing either one, because I think that the worst thing that can happen in this kind of situation is that through social pressure, a man is basically, in most cases, a man is really pushed to just go and be like a good man and just, you know, be faithful and stuff. And I think that can be bad, because imagine there's certain men who that lifestyle is so like enjoyable for, that even though it seems degenerate, they are literally happier, more productive, and not really hurting anyone. And if that man is convinced that to prioritize his woman, imagine the pain and distrust and heartbreak that relationship is going to have when you are the kind of man who has huge desire for this kind of like this kind of lifestyle of, you know, thrill of the hunt, flirting with girls and everything, and you always in some ways, without trying to, resent your woman because you can't do that anymore. I see this in a lot of men. I even see this in myself. You've got to be careful of like, this is the good boy answer. And it's certainly like, you know, the more wholesome thing, okay, choose love and everything. But just remember, men who have got a huge desire for that thrill of the hunt, when they try to put themselves in this box, they can end up not feeling like themselves, not feeling happy, feeling resentful. You might know some men like this. You might even know that your father is like this. And it can be a brutal reality to think that the guy who's basically chosen the right things ends up at a worse point in life because he's living kind of like this inauthentic life due to the pressure of other people. It's very important for all men to try and figure out the life that you think that you're supposed to live. This does not mean that you should be a degenerate. You should be going out to these parties and trying to get with these like low quality women at all. I don't think that's good for you. I should make this clear. Like, I'm not fighting for that. I'm not fighting for you to, like, you know, go on Tinder and try and hook up with girls, try to go to these parties and hook up with some fucking 4 out of 10, 5 out of 10, who's like drunk and stuff. That's not good things either. But what I'm saying is, certain men should probably take a little bit more time before they get into a relationship, because if this desire is huge, it makes the relationship very hard to stay healthy when the guy desires an alternative life that badly. Richard said, sounds to me like you've struck gold with your GF. From the text, she seems to have awesome qualities. So by you cheating on her would be a total Jeffrey move. There's no such thing as gaining experience with other girls. Don't be stupid. 100% agreed on this. Never fucking cheat. Never cheat. Cheating is when you've made a promise that you won't sleep or, you know, do certain things with other girls and you do it. Never do that. Sometimes, and my brother even said this to me, you can literally go and like speak to your woman and tell her the way that you feel in, like, you know, a really masculine, loving way and say, like, this is the kind of man that I am. And I know for a fact that that will stay for our entire relationship. Do you think there's something we can figure out? Like, don't put the pressure on her. Like, oh yeah, I want to fuck whores and I want you to be okay with it. But sometimes you can speak to your woman and they can understand. Like, some women will actually understand, especially if, quite frankly, you are worthy. Like, if you actually, like, seems kind of cringe, but if you seem like an alpha male, if you're high status, if you're powerful, if you're the kind of man who would have had like a harem, like you know, like loads of women after you, almost like the ruler of a country, obviously not, but like, you know, if you have that kind of energy, the woman who's with you is attracted to you for that. And women can kind of like understand that's what you desire. Like, I remember in the first week that I met my girl, she told me that she had like this fantasy, like this dream about me basically having like a harem, like in this like chamber of like, basically like she dreamed of me being like some royal king and I had like tens of women all after me and she was there as well. She saw me as that kind of man. And so that kind of set the frame for our relationship, where she always knew that I'm the kind of guy who has this huge desire, this conquest, this thrill of the hunt. And so she understands me. And I think that's a very important part to be in a relationship, because I knew for a fact there'd be a lot of like hateful, like not hateful. I know that no one's meaning to be mean here. Usually I'm such an asshole in my videos. I'm shouting at you. I'm saying this, but I think I really relate to this. And I really want to make this clear for this entire video. You're not a bad person at all. You're not stupid. You're not a bitch or anything. If you're thinking of this, you're no offense. You sound like a fucking idiot by titling it cheating. But then at the bottom of the post, what you've actually said is like, you actually love her. You don't want to cheat. It's just that like you want to like pursue other options if it's fine, but you don't want to cheat. So you've titled the post, and I think a lot of people have got the first impression that you would cheat. And I don't actually think you would, because you wrote this post and it seems to me like you're actually quite an intelligent thinker. So there's no such thing as gaining experience with other girls. Yeah, like half-half. There's like, certainly there's gaining experience in terms of like, can you speak to girls without being a total autistberg? Like, many guys can't, right? Many guys can't even speak to a girl in the street. They can't even like look at the waitress in the eyes when they order food. They just speak in weird ways. They act in weird ways. So there's certainly experience you can gain. But many men cope and say like, oh, if I just fuck a bunch of degenerate girls, then that'll be experience, right? It's like, no. Just admit that that's like a bad habit that you're doing. Don't, it's like saying that, oh, if I just watch porn, it'll increase my testosterone, right? Don't fucking cope and think that it's productive. Just admit that you're doing a bad habit rather than pretending that it's good. Like, video gamers do this as well. Everyone fucking copes and says like, oh no, that bad thing that I'm doing is actually good for me. No, it's not. Fucking a degenerate girl from a party is not good for you in basically any way at all. It's just, the only thing you can say is, it's kind of like a bad habit that I like to do because I'm just going to take the L with the consequences, just like the video game nerd has to say, yeah, I play the game. I don't care if it's a waste of time. I enjoy it. Done. If a nerd said that to me, Hamza, you hate people who play video games. I don't care. I enjoy playing them. I'm going to keep playing them. I don't care about the negative consequence. I'd call him a Jeffrey, but after that, what else could I fucking do? Do you know what I mean? It's so, don't think to yourself like, oh yeah, if I go sleep with these other girls, I'll become like a better man for it. You know, I'll get experience and then, you know, I can use that or anything. Don't cope like that. Charlie said, first of all, I want you to ask I want to ask, you can see yourself marrying and starting a family with this girl. That's a very good question to ask as well for the original guy. Can you see yourself marrying and really starting a family with this girl? Another question I'd ask you is, what is her baseline, her foundation like? Like before you met, what was her life really like? Was she taking any kind of drugs? Did she have like degenerate friends? What kind of stuff is she posting to social media? What's her family like? If all of these are really good, you've got yourself a very high quality girl there. Secondly, if you go and have sex with these degenerates, it's probably not going to fill the void. 100% true. So what many guys don't know with casual sex and with sleeping with girls, which I'll tell you right now, is in a certain kind of environment, it will never scratch the itch. It seems to me, for this young man who's asked this question, you are in that type of place where it will never scratch the itch. So for example, there's been multiple times in my life where, for example, I have been more like James Bond, where I've slept with multiple women, but it's been in this like actually pleasant way. Like, technically it's degenerate, but it's weird because it didn't feel degenerate at all. It felt nothing but positive, even wholesome almost, which sounds like a cope or whatever, but I'm just telling you, like, this is how it felt for me and for the girl. It didn't feel like it was like dirty or anything. And then there's been times where I've slept with girls and it felt totally like dirty, degenerate. It was put me in this like almost like needy, obsessive state where I'm constantly on. Like, imagine there was this one time in Thailand in like 2022 when I was smoking weed there because weed just became legalized. So that's already bad, right? And I was like, literally, I would spend my evenings fucking opening and closing Tinder and Instagram, then back to Tinder, then back to Instagram, messaging literally over 100 girls per day, just messaging, and eventually get a girl around to sleep with. And it's like, I'd stay up to like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. smoking weed and just, you know, it felt so dirty, so needy. And that was completely a negative situation. It seems to me that you are in one of those situations that if you went out and slept with one of these girls, it wouldn't be enough and you would not feel like happy about it. So I want to tell you right now, you can have sex with a girl that, for example, you're not in a relationship with. And that could be degenerate if, for example, you're in the middle of a nightclub party, you don't even like her, you've barely spoke to her, and quite frankly, that what you've spoke to her so far, you know in your mind that honestly, she's stupid. You like, let's just be fucking offensive and truthful here. Sometimes you can speak to a girl in literally a few sentences and straight away notice that she's a bit of a simpleton. I really think most people are, and I certainly think most girls in like the party scene are, right? When you have sex with that kind of girl, it always feels like dirty and degenerate, and you'll literally leave it feeling like horrible and bad, and you'll miss your girl and everything, right? But then there's other times where, for example, you meet a girl like through the day, she's intellectual, she's educated, she's smart, you actually kind of like her, and you end up just like having sex with her, and that actually feels completely normal, happy, healthy, you've bonded, it's actually a pleasant experience. Now, some will say that's still haram, and fair enough, it is, by the Muslim rules, it is fine. But when you determine your own rules, let's say, like you've said, you are a Muslim, so maybe you don't want to be doing these things. But I'm telling you right now that there's a difference between like dirty, degenerate sex and like sex with a girl that you actually kind of liked. It seems to me, the reason why I'm saying all this is because I'm giving you a warning. The situation and the environment that you're in, they are problematic, because I promise you, they will be this dirty kind of degenerate sex. And I'm telling you right now, even if you have go and sleep with like the top girl in these parties, it won't fulfill the void. It won't like feel good at all. Just trust me, it won't feel good in that kind of environment. So don't do that. Certainly don't fucking lose your girl for that. But let's say even if you were single and you were asking me for advice of like, Hamza, I go to some parties with my friends like approach girls and they try and sleep with them. Should I do it as well? My advice to you would be, yeah, go and approach the girls. Honestly, my advice literally is like, if you're going to these parties, go and flirt with the girls. Of course, it's fun as fuck. Fine. Just don't have sex with them. Don't have sex with drunk girls. Don't do it. Just don't fucking do it. If you end up speaking to the same girl and it's daytime next time, and you know, you go on a date or something and you actually think to yourself, wow, she's a little bit intelligent and she's a nice girl, then by all means, like, the simple rule is like, just have sex with girls that you like. Don't have sex with girls that you don't like. It's as simple as that. Now, you can get more extreme and more serious and you can say, okay, don't have sex outside of marriage. Fine. But at least for many guys who aren't going to go as serious and as committed as like waiting for marriage, that's at least the baseline. I would say is just don't have sex with girls you don't like. It's as simple as that. These girls in the party, you don't like them. Don't bullshit yourself. Go to the party and think, oh yeah, well, I kind of like her, you know, she's kind of cool. Don't bullshit yourself. Her pussy stinks, by the way. You're always going to have that desire. You just have to accept that. David Deida tells us, in the way of the superior man, and once you've done it, what's stopping you from doing it again and again? Also, bro, just go and watch the Find Your Future Wife course by Hamza. I've only watched the first one, but even that will help you out. So Charlie's referring to a course that I just made for Adonis School, which is basic on finding your future wife. Let's see what Ollie said. Bro, you got to stop being a bitch. You want to go party. You want to go fuck some drunk four out of 10 to boost your confidence. You want to wake up at 3 p.m. the next day unsure what happened the night before because you drank until you threw up. Listen to yourself. This is, yeah, I've got to be honest. He's being a bit like, you know, mean towards the desire of like, you know, natural male desire. But when you've mixed it with the partying, that's when this turns really dirty and degenerate. If, you know, you mention like, you know, I kind of have feelings for this other girl who's really wholesome, you know, people would be saying, okay, let's try and figure out like which girl you should be maybe considering or something. But when you're about to throw away like a diamond for a fucking like poop stained rock, it seems absurd, doesn't it? So that's what I'm saying is for the original guy, don't fucking replace your girl with a girl from the club, from a girl from like the nightclub party or anything like that. Good quality girls don't go there. And I'm telling you right now, this is also one thing that many people don't speak about. The sex that you have with those girls is trash. I'm telling you right now, like party girls and nightclub girls are absolute trash at sex. It is literally like they are literally just... any girl you meet is undeniably going to be worse at sex if you meet them. Trust me when I say the amount of girls that you'll meet from these places that literally are just fucking brain dead and they're almost like selfish. You know, this narrative of like, oh, men need to learn how to make girls orgasm and all this bullshit. Girls are so bad in bed. It's unbelievable. You don't want to be, imagine like you've got, you know, you have really good sex with your girlfriend and you have like fucking starfish drunk sex with a fucking like drunk 4 out of 10 girl and you've just basically changed your future because of that. Don't fucking do that. If I'm allowed to go to a party, bro, I lost respect for you here. You shouldn't need to ask your girl permission to do things like some bitch asking mommy if they can go play with their friends. You should already know what you should and shouldn't do. She loses respect for you when you do this. This is a very good piece of advice from Ollie. He's given really good comments recently. You shouldn't be really asking your girl for permission because you should be the captain of the ship. You should know the rules of your relationship, what is fine, what is not. The reason why you're coming off as a bit of a bitch, and I'm not saying that like we're calling you a bitch not because of you desire another woman, because I think that's totally normal. I'm calling you a bitch because Ollie's calling you a bitch at least because the way you worded it is like... you're not the masculine captain of your relationship. You're still trying to figure things out, which I don't blame you because you're a young man. I'm still trying to figure things out as well. But it's almost like you need to pretend that you like know what you're talking about and you set some rules that would be good for your relationship. So I'm going to give you a very quick, like quick lesson on how to be masculine in a relationship. You ready? Start off by figuring out what the vision is. What like the grand vision is, what's the best case scenario? Children, healthy wife, amazing household, everything, right? You start to like paint this picture and you convey it to your woman. Then you figure out where you are right now. So, okay, where are we? Well, we're not married. We don't have children. We're quite young. I'm broke. You're this. Okay, we need to work on these things. And then you just need to figure out the path, the things that you need to do, the work, the tasks to get there. And that will align to the rules that you set. So for example, if you are planning to have children sometime soon, or maybe if, for example, you both are studying really hard and that's a big part of your lives, you'll have a rule: no drugs. We don't take drugs. It's not like, oh, you know, if you want to take drugs, no, we don't take drugs. You look at your woman like that: we don't take drugs. It's as simple as that. She says like, well, you know, but can I go? We don't take drugs. You look at your woman as simple as that. And it might sound controlling and stuff if she's a stupid woman, but if she's an intelligent woman and she has a masculine man who looks at her and says, these are the rules that we do and we don't do, they can't help but to be so fucking relaxed around you because you're not a bitch. Now, there's a lot of little soy boys. There's a lot of little stinky girls who might be watching this thinking, what? No man's going to tell me what to do. Yeah, of course, we're not going to tell you what to do. We don't want to date girls like that. You don't want to date the kind of party girl who's going to be like, what? Why can't I just have one drink with my girls? Like, I only look good for my girls, you know, I'm just doing it for me. Fucking shut up, Eve. Shut up, fucking just shut up. Every time I think of like a stupid girl like that, I always end up visualizing like a couple of girls I've dated, and I just think like, you are so unintelligent, holy fuck. You want to date a girl who's so intelligent and wise and educated and just mature and feminine that you can set these rules for her that align you to the greater vision that you're pushing your life towards. And she finds it hot that you tell her these rules of your relationship. You literally set rules for your woman. And might sound fucking misogynistic or whatever, I'm telling you right now, feminine women fucking love it. You know why? Because it lets them relax. With feminine women who have had good father figures, those fathers gave them rules. And most women who are healthy are looking for a very familiar style of love that their father gave them. Damaged women will say that this is controlling. They'll say that this is manipulative. I'm telling you right now, the best quality women out there are looking for someone to replace their strong father figure. Because really, that's what it is. The best quality woman out there undeniably has a strong father who's still married and polarized with her mother. And when these high quality women get married to you, they'll all be traditional, and their fathers literally like pass over like ownership and like management of the woman to the husband. That's how like traditional and religious women get married. Their fathers literally assume, okay, I'm literally passing ownership, like almost like it's property, which sounds crazy to say. I'm just telling you right now, the girls who will not cheat on you, who will literally be as feminine as possible, who will follow like the rules and the life and the vision that you've set for your relationship, this is not just what they like, this is what they expect, because their fathers have set the exact same rules. Their fathers have been strict, saying, no, we don't go out past 8 p.m. And she's like, well, what about, no, we don't go out past 8 p.m. It's that simple. That's our rules. And as much as she gets kind of upset at that, oh, I wanted to go out with my friends and do this, she understands and she respects her father. And so when you come in as this new man who basically is going to look after this woman after her father is like passing that responsibility to you, she's looking for a strong man who's not a pussy, who can literally look her in the eyes and say, this is where we're getting to with our relationship. This is what we need to do. This is the things we don't do. That can be very attractive for the right kind of woman. I'll just won't lie to you. I really do think 90% of women will think that that's absolutely crazy what I just said, but you probably didn't want to date 90% of the women anyway. You joined Adonis School because you wanted to become an exceptional male, so act like it. If your girl is your dream feminine woman, which she sounds like she is, honestly, then you need to be grateful for her and put more effort into making the relationship work. I made a guide for long distance relationship you might want to check out. Me and my girl live 400 miles apart and see each other once a month or two. You know, this is the beautiful thing of this community, Adonis School, is like, a guy comments giving you advice and literally says, oh yeah, I've already made a guide on this. You should go and like read the guide that I wrote for situations like this. Like, think about how awesome it is to be in a masculine community. Quick plug for Adonis School. This is the second link in the description. If you're interested in joining, you get live calls with me, events. We bring on like millionaires, courses, everything. Realize that she's a gem of a woman and you're acting out of emotion and not out of reason. Having a dream girl was never going to be easy. It takes effort to maintain a good relationship, just like it takes effort to maintain a good physique. You will always have temptations to cheat on your girl, much like you will always have temptations to skip the gym or eat junk food. Even Hamza mentioned in his recent course that he has to try really hard to avoid these temptations. Yeah, I recorded that course, which I mentioned before, the Finding Your Future Wife course. It's like a course inside of Adonis School. And I thought like an important module that I have to make for these young men who are open to dating was a module of me explaining what it's like when I have my girl. And I said, listen, every single day, I kind of feel like cheating. Every single day I go to the gym and there's women, there's girls in there. There's at least like two or three girls in my gym right now who currently have a crush on me. And think about that as a man, right? You've got your woman and you're happy, you're satisfied, everything, right? The personal trainer in the gym wants you to fuck her. Not just like, you know, she's randomly there, you could cold approach, like she literally wants you. Now think about the level of fucking willpower that you need. So I made a module telling them like, it's hard. You need to understand like the temptation to cheat on your girl is going to be very hard. If you're like a healthy, natural man, if you've got at least healthy levels of testosterone, if you're like a powerful, attractive man, you're going to have options. Here's the thing, 99% of guys will not be able to relate to this post because they'll literally just think, here's a guy who's got a girlfriend and he's not treating her right. That's like, that's, you know, whatever. when you're an attractive guy and you have girls who literally will like hold eye contact with you and smile at you everywhere you go, trust me when I say it is like a full-time job to try not to cheat. Other men won't tell you this. They'll just say like, yeah, I'm a good man, I don't do it. I'm telling you right now, the good men that you see, they still have the temptation. So that this is what I wanted to normalize. It's normal to feel like the desire to cheat on your girl. Like that desire happens to me. It happens to the best men that I know. They feel like it, but it's the discipline of not doing it. Just like for the athlete, many athletes, they've ate a phenomenal diet for so long, but they still get every now and then some cravings for junk food. It's still a pull towards them. And when an athlete tells a fat guy this, it's like the fat guy can kind of relax and be like, oh, so you get it too. It makes you just feel like it's a normal thing. So this is what we need to normalize. It is normal to want to cheat on your girlfriend. I think it's actually kind of healthy to want to cheat on your girlfriend. Now, what you do with that desire, that temptation, that defines you as a man. If you've made a promise to her and you break it because of this feeling, it shows weakness inside of you. Just like if you've got a diet plan and you break it to go and eat the chocolate, that's weakness. That's something that you will literally feel ashamed for probably years. So just bear in mind that it's normal to have these desires, but to act on them is a different thing. Stop making excuses like I have very high libido to try and justify yourself. We all do, bro. We're a group of test-optimizing men. Stop coping. Even the title of I want to cheat on my GF implies you are someone who cheats. Instead, say, I am a superior man who can control himself. What you think becomes a reality. Yeah, to be honest, I think your title put everyone in the wrong frame of mind because first impressions mean a lot. To me, when I've read your post, I actually don't even think that you truly want to cheat on her, you said here. Like, I think what you've wanted is... I think what you've gotten is the desire. Because if you word it like that, I love my girlfriend, but I keep getting temptations for other girls. Imagine if you changed nothing else. Everyone would be coming in saying like, oh yeah, that's totally normal. It's just because you fucking titled it like this and that's why people are thinking you're a degenerate and everyone's being a bit mean. But if you titled it literally what the truth is, I love my girlfriend, I actually think I want something serious with her, but I keep getting loads of desires for other girls. Is that normal? Every guy in here would be like saying, yeah, of course it is. Don't worry about it. Stop framing yourself as a little bitch and start framing yourself as a superior man. Oh, one other thing I'll just say for the poster and for everyone else, the words you use really matter. So if you write, I want to cheat on my GF, and that's the kind of thoughts that you play in your mind, suddenly that'll become the reality and you'll really want to cheat on her. Whereas you could have reframed what you're feeling in just the title of the post as like, I love my girlfriend, but I get temptations for other girls. Is that normal? How do I overcome them? Think about which thought, if you kind of like affirm it in your mind and you kept on thinking about it, what would happen if you acted out that thought? Because the thoughts you have in your mind are really powerful, right? If you say to yourself right now, I'm a confident guy, I guarantee you'll sit up a little bit straighter and feel a little bit more confident. Affirmations 100% work. Never affirm something which is negative or bad for you, right? Never say some shit like this when the truth is that you just are getting some desires that we need to learn how to manage. Foresee failure where you do fuck these girls, and then what? Foresee the shame and regret afterwards. You couldn't even control yourself with your dream girl, bro. The pain of when she finds out. Was it really worth that monkey spasm of ejaculation? What could you have done differently? Really think about it. Visualize yourself instead saying no to these hoes. Remember that you are a superior man who's devoted to his girl. Tell yourself you're better than this and then act like it. That's a phenomenal comment from Ollie. Pretty much what Ollie said is exactly what I would have said. I hope this gives you a newfound perspective on your relationship. Don't fall for the Jessicas. You sound like a bitch. You struck gold with this woman who's willing to love you. I would say, one, either break it off and go work on yourself because clearly you are going to do something that will fuck it up. Or two, stay with her and deal with your shit while she can't watch you. I don't mean cheat. I mean open your heart and accept her love and feminine energy. Parties don't mean shit. Girls don't mean shit. The wrong type of ones. Fun doesn't mean shit. This is the chapter of the way of the superior man I was referring to before. Chapter 26, you will often want more than one woman. How many women you have sex with is your business. Before you can consider more than one, however, it's best to prove your capacity with one. If you can't handle one, if deep communion, rejuvenating passion, and spiritual happiness are not the main features of your present intimacy, then you have not passed the test, and it's best to discipline your desire for other partners, since nobody is likely to be served. Basically, if you are absolutely amazing at the skill of love, you could, in a weird way, consider having multiple women that you're in love with, that you have relationships with, if you are this man who is overfilled with love. And there are men like that. There are extremely loving, extremely like sexual men who actually are better off having multiple wives that they all love. That being said, if you aren't even at like an amazing place with one woman, all you're doing is adding complexity. I remember reading this chapter, and for the entrepreneurs out there, I found this so interesting, because when I read this, it reminded me of the same thing of like basically having multiple businesses. When you hear of, you know, like there was, you probably remember this like at least a little while ago, there was a trend of all these dickhead finance YouTubers making videos of like my seven passive income streams, my six income streams. Any real entrepreneur saw those videos and fucking cringe when people would be talking about, yeah, so I've got seven businesses and I do this and I do this. Like, people fucking love this idea of passive income streams. I've got seven income streams. People love that shit. Bro, if you've got multiple businesses, you're a fucking idiot. Like, if your first business is already at, let's say, 10 million a year, and it's kind of like plateaued because you're reaching the market cap, fair enough. If you don't even understand the fucking words that I just used there, stick to one business, bro. One business is hard enough as it is, right? One business is really fucking hard, right? Like, are you making good amount of money? Be honest. Are you making enough money right now from one business? One business is hard. Fucking kids will tell me that, oh yeah, I'm growing two businesses at once. I'm going to be a video editor, and I'm also learning how to trade fucking crypto. I'm just thinking like, are you dumb? Are you dumb, blow? Are you done, bro? Fucking one business is hard enough. You're telling me you're doing two at the same time. Are you stupid? Don't do that, right? One woman is hard enough as well. So to think that you're ready to have two women when, quite frankly, you're not that advanced, you're not ready for that. Now, again, if you're single and you just wanted to go and, like, you know, go on a date with this girl, go on a date with this girl, I totally get it, because that can be really fun. And I've done that myself. But you have a woman right now who you really love and you have these desires. So you need to basically play, you need to choose which game you want to play. You either play the game of being loving towards this woman and constantly restraining this desire, reining in the wolf, constantly reining it in, not letting it go out there and fuck other women, learning strategies to resist the temptation. So for example, it's the same as like a fat person who learns how to control like their dieting. That's one path. Stay with this woman, have an awesome time. You've said that you're both young, you both want to get married. Awesome, right? Or the other path. Well, I mean, there's so many paths you could do. The other path is like you could be single and you could go be a degenerate. Don't recommend that. Or the path is you could stay with this woman and you could speak to her about it. I actually think that's the best thing. Speak to her about it, like prepare it in a nice way where you're not just going to look at her and say, listen, so I want to fuck other girls, so what are you going to do about that? But if you can convey the way that you feel and get her to understand that this is a fairly normal, like masculine feeling, and make her like feel it. Don't tell, explain it to her logically, but make her kind of feel it. Like, this is how a man feels. Like, you know, just explain things in a way that a feminine woman would understand, right? Because some girls, like I said, like they actually straight away when you tell them this, they start to figure out how you could live your lives. For some girls, they'll be like, I can't be with someone who's ever going to touch another woman. And so, at least you know, you had this one conversation, you know. There might be a very small chance that your girl ends up saying like, oh, so what do you think we can do about that? And you end up coming to like some kind of agreement which your girl's actually happy with. That, for example, like, let's say you're Muslim, for example, she might even think like, wait, if you wanted to have a second wife in the future, maybe we could consider it. If you wanted to have like threesomes, for example, maybe we could consider it. Now, that's a rare circumstance for many men that won't get themselves in that kind of situation. But there are actually like a fair, probably thousands, tens of thousands of men around the world right now, probably lower quality than you, that have actually got that kind of relationship with their woman. Their woman is like, because there's some women who genuinely just understand men, like, you know, from what, however that happened, and they understand that men have these impulses. Mostly traditional women, especially women who come from more powerful families, understand this. And so they'll kind of think like, oh yeah, well, like, it kind of makes sense. If that's your constant desire and you're constantly going to have some level of dissatisfaction in our relationship, then I wouldn't want you to feel that way. And so if there's something like, you know, I'm not like, it feels a bit weird, but like maybe we could try something naughty, like we could, you know, bring in some other girl and have sex with her together. Like some women might literally even be down for that. So it's worth finding it out. Never like pressure your woman into it. But if you bring it up just once and just see what happens to it, I think that's like, it's worth a conversation at least once. In the end, you have to make your own decision based on your own priorities and the kind of life that you want to live, the life that you think would be better overall for you. Seems to me like you're pushing into a serious relationship at a fairly young age, which can be really nice. But at the same time, you should just know that in the same chapter of The Way of the Superior Man, the spiritual love teacher writes that self-suppression is not self-discipline. What this means is you are a certain kind of man and you should never suppress the man that you are. That being said, you have different desires and you should prioritize which desire. So for example, never suppress the man you are means own the way that you feel and think. You feel this way, I'm glad you wrote this post. Honestly, I'm really glad that you were able to just feel this authentically and not bury it away, because that's the problem, right? You wrote this and people are calling you a bitch. You know why I'm glad that you wrote this? Because imagine the guy who isn't even aware that he has this like feeling. You know, it's kind of in his mind that he wants to cheat, he wants to get with girls, but he doesn't ever speak about it. What's that guy gonna do? He suppressed it for so long. Eventually, when he gets an easy opportunity, he's gonna cheat. I genuinely believe at least, I don't know what percentage, but let's say at least like 80%, 90%, 95% of men are like opportunistic cheaters. They would cheat, they just don't get the opportunity to, because most men are so low status and low value. The man who has other options, the man who can attract other women, that is the discipline. That's the man who needs to discipline himself every fucking day. And if you're in Adonis School, if you're watching this kind of unedited long video, if you're developing yourself as a powerful man who's making money, going to the gym, you're gonna end up getting situations when girls will make it easy for you to fuck them. You'll go away on business, for example, staying in a hotel, and there'll be times when you're literally walking to your hotel room, a girl will walk past you, and it'll be possible for you to end up fucking her within literally 5 minutes of meeting. You don't realize like how easy it can be to sleep with girls when you are a certain kind of man, which means that you need to know if you want to discipline yourself for this for the rest of your life. I genuinely believe there's no right or wrong answer. And I know everyone in the comments and might be disagreeing thing. No. Like, you know, you should go for the wholesome thing. Let me ask you this question. Should a man who has this huge desire to be with like multiple girls, should he actually really discipline himself to be in a relationship if he's constantly going to be worried if he's going to cheat? Does that actually serve anyone? When you really think about it, imagine he's dissatisfied because he really wants more women. His woman's going to be dissatisfied because he's not happy. And then there's always the risk that he cheats. I've seen this in relationships of men close to me. And it's always this sad state, because I'm always just thinking like, you hurt everyone by actually getting into the monogamous, wholesome relationship that everyone thinks is better. A wholesome, non-degenerate relationship is not actually better for every kind of man. There's men out there who just simply are not supposed to be in that kind of relationship. And when they do get into it, they end up just hurting themselves. They feel hurt themselves. They hurt their women. Eventually, they hurt their children. They made this promise based on like God, based on, you know, social pressure. And they're just the kind of men who just weren't able to stay committed. So if you know like it's a risk for you to potentially cheat, should you get married? So it's a really interesting question. I really genuinely don't think there's a right or wrong answer with this. Now, for anyone who's watching this part of the video, you're starting to think that it's actually a bit deeper than it seems. At first glance, we're going to say everyone should become a father and get into a wholesome relationship. Don't be a degenerate. Fair enough. But now you're actually thinking like, should a certain man who's likely to cheat get into a committed relationship? Probably not, right? That actually sounds kind of retarded now that we say it like this. So it's actually kind of interesting that like, I don't think every man should be pushed to have that wholesome, serious relationship with children, with a wife, because you need to be the kind of man who knows for a fact that you can discipline yourself to not do anything. I'm telling you right now, I'm a very disciplined man, more than most men I've ever met in my life. I'm very disciplined. I struggle with this. Every day I realize it's like a full-time fucking job not to cheat. It's very difficult. And so what I'm saying is, if I have so much discipline, my full-time job is basically to be disciplined. Think about that. My job is to be on self-improvement full-time and then to just give my advice to others, right? You, by watching this, have basically like voted for me to be our self-improvement leader, where you're basically in some way supporting my business so I can be full-time on self-improvement. Everyone of like our audience has voted me to be the guy who's full-time on self-improvement so that I can come back and explain things and give you advice so that you can do it faster. That means that my full-time job is to be on self-improvement, to delay gratification, to be disciplined. And I find this really difficult. So if there's a man out there who isn't anywhere near as disciplined as I am, which probably is you, this would be so difficult. There's like, right now it's fairly easy, right? When there's no girl who's really sexually aggressive, it's kind of like, you know, you kind of desire cheating on your girl, you kind of desire other girls, but it's like whatever. When there's a girl who's sexually aggressive towards you, when there's a girl who literally wants you, like actually really wants you to fuck her, to date her, to be with her, that's when your fucking willpower is tested. And I honestly don't believe most men are able to overcome that. I've overcame it, and I'm telling you right now, this, it's put me into like trances where I'm like fucking like, it's hard. It's difficult. When you've got a girl who's looking at you in a certain way and like literally like acting in a way that when you've had experience, you know, like, okay, this girl wants me right now, and you have to resist that. That's fucking tough. Many men don't speak about this because it doesn't sound as like wholesome as being that guy who, you know, is like a stand-up guy and never thinks about other girls. But I really do think this is the reality of many men in a relationship. You'll just deal with these desires literally for the entirety of your relationship. Do you think you can live like that? Because if you can't, all you're kind of doing is setting up this woman to be even more heartbroken in the future. I wish I could end this video with a really pleasant, you know, happy Adonis thing of like, yeah, just be Adonis, bro. Just go get married and just, you know, solve your, just don't cheat, bro, and just get married, haha. But I really think it's important that we don't tell certain men to get into committed relationships if they think they'd struggle with the discipline of this, they think that they'd eventually end up breaking it. Like, if you think there's a 50% chance over 50 years that you'd cheat, should you still get into a relationship? Should you still basically give that promise to a woman that I'm always going to be with you for the rest of my life? It, again, there's no right or wrong answers. It's just something to just think about. A few more questions and then a few more comments and then we'll just go. Honestly, bro, just have more sex. I know it's tough if she's not around often, but if she were, you'd be a lot happier just spending quality time with her. Omar said, bro, I fucked two girls after my breakup and I deeply regretted it. Yeah, the sex was crazy and rough, but the amount of guilt I feel now that my future wife will never see me the same because of my stupid decision is the biggest burden I carry at the moment. Don't get experience. Enjoy your girls. Guys like you are lucky to have found one early on, so grow with her, love her. And if you two are down to have sex, fuck her and praise her with every ounce of love you have. Also, stop going to parties, bro, unless it's a family wedding, baby shower, or a children's party. That's really good advice there as well. Imagine a fat person who's struggling with their diet going to a fucking buffet. That's what you're doing when you go to a party. This is why one of my rules in a relationship is basically no parties unless we go together. And even that is like too fucked. Parties, weddings, all of that bullshit. You might think, wait, weddings? Wait, what? Like family parties. Where do you think where do you think wives cheat on their husbands? Think about it. Where does a committed wife end up cheating on her husband? When she goes back home for some kind of fucking family wedding, right? Where does a committed husband cheat on his wife? In some business events. So if you're not stupid and you have the humility to look at that, which I do, you will want to set rules which stop your stupidity. So man does not go on business events by himself. He goes with his wife or he doesn't go at all. Woman does not go to fucking weddings and family parties and all that bullshit by herself. She either goes with her man or she doesn't go at all. You set these like just realistic like rules for your relationship. People will find this way crazy. Wait, you can't travel without your woman and stuff. No, of course I can. But the thing is, I'm not an idiot. I'm so self-aware to know when it would be harder to resist this desire. And I can imagine for a woman the same thing. When you can play that moment in your mind, imagine the woman who's genuinely really happy with you. You've got children and stuff. And then it's her like uncle's wedding or some bullshit and you don't really want to go. You'd rather stay home and work. So she goes, everyone's drinking, having a good time. And then there's someone, a guy there from like her childhood. That's a dangerous situation to be in. Now, all these modern day little softies will tell you, no, it's fine. Let her go do all this bullshit. If you're not an idiot, you'd stop that, right? So it's the exact same thing with going to parties. If you're in a relationship right now, you should not be going to parties. You should not be next to the opposite sex with substances involved. That's ridiculous. That's a stupid rule, like a stupid like rule to have in your relationship. If you go together, it can be kind of fine because obviously you're both together. But I'm telling you right now, I've been around couples who have went out to parties together and they still fucking cheated, like even though they were in the same like house or nightclub and everything as well. It's just a totally degenerate environment. If you're single and you want to have a bit of a degen night, okay, I understand. I've been there myself. If you're in a relationship, fuck me, have some respect for yourself and stop being so stupid to not know. Like that's the type of place that people cheat. Even as wholesome as a family fucking wedding, even as wholesome as like a baby shower, as a bridesmaid hen do, a stag do, whatever the fuck people call it before like they get married, bro, I've pulled women who have went to like bridesmaids, like, you know, there's basically when a girl's getting married, she'll have like a little party with her girls and they'll all wear like the dresses and tiaras and shit. And I've literally gotten girls who have literally had boyfriends and even husbands in because they were in this party environment and their fucking friends were encouraging her to like kiss me and stuff. I've got no remorse for that because I was an 18-year-old little fuckboy. I don't care about some random dweeb out there who let his girl go out to a party, right? So I don't feel bad about that at all. I was like a single guy getting with this girl. I'm not bad in at all. I don't feel bad about that at all. And plus I was like 18, right? But for the woman there, no. Even the woman, you know what? Even I don't even blame the woman. I blame the fucking man who allows his woman to go out to some kind of party, take drugs, and be next to fucking guys who want to fuck her. What an idiot like modern day men are. That think about it. They literally allow, if not encourage, their woman to go out and take inhibition lowering substances next to men who want to fuck them. That's the state of modern men. They allow that. They encourage it. Seems like you're doing something similar for yourself as well, which is a bit embarrassing. Like, okay, fair enough, you're not telling your girl to go out. But if you're going out to parties, you're going out taking inhibition-lowering substances next to girls who might, like, you know, who are easy fucks. You're putting yourself in this, like, danger red zone. It's just, why would a fatty go randomly sit in a buffet when they want to lose weight? You know, you can do it as, like, this cool, haha, I'm resisting it thing. Fine, like, you know, that kind of makes sense. But at some point, you'll probably end up relapsing. And if it's for the fatty, it's not that bad. You know, the fatty buys a chocolate bar to look at it and to do, like, a willpower training. I think that's fine. Because worst case scenario, they eat the chocolate bar fine. Worst case scenario, you cheat, you just lost your fucking potential future wife. That's a lot more consequential. One more comment. Let's see. Let's go on to this one here. Think about the future you're giving up by cheating on her with a stinky hoe that's been fucked 3 times that same night. Not worth it, bro. Instead, think ahead to the wonderful Adonis lifestyle you can live with her when you're rich, have a sick house with amazing healthy kids whilst you live with her. That's actually really, really good advice, you know. When you are desiring something bad, one tactic that you can use to resist is to think about how good the good habit will feel. So basically, when you desire another woman, one of the things I personally do is I think about my future children. I think about my girl. I think about, like, you know, she's going to come over. We're going to have an amazing time. Because if you're just trying to resist the chocolate bar, shit's hard, right? It's really hard. If you're seeing the chocolate bar and then you almost envision yourself with a six pack, it's kind of easier because now it's like it's a clear trade. Chocolate bar or six pack? No, I'll have the six pack. But before you did that visualization, it was just chocolate bar or nothing. And of course, you'll take the chocolate bar. With men who are about to cheat, they only see this one woman in front of them who's like being sexually aggressive. She wants to fuck, right? And so they see this one woman. They see the pleasure they could have. Oh, yeah, I can fuck her doggy style. Oh, that'll be amazing, right? And they don't see anything else. Whereas they could go and see the happiest, like, comfortable moments when they come back home from the business trip and their daughter's running up to them and their wife is cooking them food and they can go sit on the couch and spend time with everyone and then go, like, fuck their wife hard or something. If you visualize that, you'll end up not cheating on your girl because you're like, oh, no, I've actually got a good thing going here. So that's actually really good advice by a man. Constantly visualize how good the good habits will be, the result of them. And that will help you to resist these desires. At the end of the day, for the man who's wrote this post and for other men who are feeling this, if you've watched this far of this video as well, I can tell, you know, this really means a lot to you to learn about this. I really don't think there's a clear, like, yes, right or wrong answer that I can give you. And I think the best thing that I can just tell you is just start to learn what kind of man you are. Don't suppress who you are, but figure out your list of desires, of priorities, of goals, and live in accordance to that priority. If having a wife and children right now is the priority above this sort of zestful male life, then commit to them and don't do anything else. If that's actually a authentically low priority for you, even though it seems so wholesome to the general public, but to you, you're like, you know, I don't really care about like fatherhood. I don't really care about having a wife right now. Honor that. Honor the authenticity. Honor who you actually are. The reason why I'm saying this, because I can imagine, I just visualize like some people are going to comment saying, oh, Hamza's telling someone to be degenerate. Like, no, I'm not. Shut the fuck up. What I'm saying is, if you don't honor the real you, nobody wins. If you're the kind of guy who you really feel like you just can't control this desire and you just really would rather be single and get these girls, but you discipline yourself anyway to get into a relationship, nobody wins. If you're going to constantly be resentful, if you're going to constantly want to fuck other girls and, you know, your girl's going to feel that lack of interest in her, you pushing away your desire for other girls, nobody wins. If you eventually have children, it seems so wholesome to the outside world that, yeah, you know, you really got your shit together and became a good man, you know, good for you. What they're not seeing is every day you're watching porn in the toilet. You don't even have good sex with your girl anymore. Nobody wins. If you're going to get into a serious, committed relationship, especially if you're, you know, you're thinking this woman's going to be your wife and have your children, you need to be fuck yes, 100%. This is the woman and this is the life that I'm willing to live for it. If you're like, I'm not sure if I want to give up hoes and stuff, don't commit to the woman. I'm not really saying be a degenerate, but what I'm saying is, honestly, I'd rather you be a degenerate than a family breaker. Bringing children into this world, cheating on your wife, and then the family breaking down with arguments, with abuse, with shouting, screaming, violence, that's no way to live. Nobody wins. Your child's traumatized, you're upset, you've hurt your child, you've hurt your wife is so heartbroken, nobody wins. I genuinely think you'd be better off, like some guys would be better off, not just for the guy who wrote this, but just in general, some guys would be better off not pursuing something serious. And honestly, this sounds weird, but I would really rather you just go and casually date like a nice girl, tell her up front that I'm not really looking for anything serious, like we can have sex and stuff, it'll be fun, we can go on some fun dates, but I really don't even want a girlfriend, I don't even want a wife right now. It's a bit more degenerate, of course, but that up front and honest is so much better for the world, for the woman, than you basically pretending to be someone you're not, feeding a woman some lies, like this fake reality, and eventually when you can't resist anymore after a few years, and you stumble across a woman who's, you know, really down to fuck you, you end up cheating and the whole thing goes to shit. This woman feels like she's wasted 5 years of her life. You wasted 5 years of her fucking youth that she could have been with someone else that genuinely just wanted to be with her. It's such a tough position to be in, because I know everyone in the modern day will disagree and say like, no, like, don't be a degenerate. Don't do this. Most importantly, don't be a cheater. Don't be like a family breaker, because it's just an awful reality for so many people. Join Adonis Gang, which is my free community. It's the top link in the description. Go click on that right now to join the free community. And then you can also join Adonis School, which is my paid community. It's got everything, the calls, the courses, all that amazing stuff. It's such an amazing place. It grows by like 10, 20, 30 people per day, and it keeps getting bigger. And when more people join, I end up giving even more things to the Adonis School guys. So you'll come in and everyone will be glad that you added up like another student count for us. They're both linked in the description. Just go have a look at them. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.